Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Some of you have been praying for a long time for some situation in your life to change. Others have been on borderline depression. Some have even had suicidal thoughts in their mind. But whatever problem or situation you're facing today, God will answer for you. God will change it. It's not over yet. You know, it may be in your marriage. Now, marriage is a very private thing. People come to events and to church and other places, and everybody looks happy. And everything looks to be okay. But sometimes there are extenuating circumstances and challenges that really stress your marriage. You know, some people are on the verge of a breakup, and none of us even know it. It may seem like your marriage is like Humpty Dumpty today. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But I want to let you know that there is one who can put your marriage back together, and his name is Jesus Christ. God can help you in your marriage if you desire help today. And all it takes is for one person to say, Lord, I want to say this. Lord, we need to be together. We need to be the companions to each other that we really should be. You know, in Hosea 2 and 7 it says, then he or she will say, I will go and return to my wife or husband, for then it was better for me than now. That's what God can really do. Marriage sometimes is attacked by the devil himself. That's right, there is a real enemy. I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit as we get further into the message. Sometimes you think that your spouse is saying one thing, they think you're saying something, and you're hearing two different things, and it's because it's an attack against your marriage. I want to encourage you to let you know that God, He can heal your heart. He can heal your relationship. He can restore the years that the locusts have eaten if you'll just keep on believing. If you'll just keep on trusting Him and don't give up. God hates divorce. God wants you to be together. And you can be happy again. Your situation may be over your children, your unbelieving children, or your children that have gone strange on you. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing, because God is able to change your children and even bring them home. Some of you are saying, I don't want them to come home. At least not like that. God is able to do a work in the lives of your children. They may not even want God. But as you pray and as you believe, God is going to bring a change in the life of your children. In Luke 15 and 17, the Bible talks about the prodigal. I call him the prodigal child, because it may not just be a son, it could be a daughter also. Do you know there comes a time through your prayers and our prayers that our children will actually come to themselves? That's what the Bible says. You know, right now they may be on another planet. It's okay. But God will bring them back to themselves. God will give them wisdom and understanding, especially when they get tired of the world and they get tired of their sin and tired of their behavior. The Bible says that the prodigal child came to himself and he said, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Now, some of you are saying, boy, that is really a big miracle for my child to come back and apologize to me. I'm telling you, As you continue to believe, as you continue to trust, one day your kids are going to come back and say, I'm sorry for all of the pain and all of the hurt that I caused you. I apologize for how I mistreated you, Mom and Dad. So never stop expecting them to return. In fact, the Bible goes on to say that when the prodigal son was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. And he ran and fell on his neck and he kissed him. Never stop expecting. This father never stopped expecting. He kept looking down the road for that child's return. And so we should do the same thing when we pray. Expect a change in your children. Know that God is hearing your prayer. Even though God is not tied to our timetables, nevertheless, God is going to touch your children, and they're going to turn out to be okay. Maybe sickness in your body. Sometimes it takes a while to be healed with sickness, but the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He's still healing the sick by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the God who heals. It's not over yet. So continue to trust God for your healing. God has great things in store for those who will just continue to believe. Now, you may have really been waiting for a long time for things to change in your life. And this is what the Lord has placed in my heart to tell you specifically, that He's about to give you a breakthrough if you don't give up. God knows how much we can stand, how much we can bear. The Bible says God will never place upon us more than we can bear. But with every situation, He'll make a way of escape so that we are able to accomplish the plan that He has for our lives. In fact, the Lord placed this scripture in my heart to give you in Psalm 126:1. That He's able to turn your sorrow and your mourning into laughter. Some of you are saying, boy, that'd be great. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, the Bible says we were like those who were dreaming. Then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad about it. The children of Israel had been exiled in Babylon for 70 years. And when they were set free, it was like a dream. They could not believe it. But as a result, the joy of the Lord welled in their hearts. The songs of the Lord, which they had stopped singing because of captivity, came back. And God wants me to tell you this morning that's what's going to happen for you. When your situation changes, this is going to be your testimony, Psalm 30:11. You're going to say, you have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken away my grave clothes of mourning, and you've clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you, and that I might not be silent anymore. It may appear hopeless right now, but it's not over yet. The Bible tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The Christian life and life itself is filled with mountains and valleys that we must all go through. But remember this, God never sends you into a valley to stay. In fact, He only sends you through the valley. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. I want to assure you today, regardless of what you're going through, God is with you. God is going to help you. God is right beside you. You are not alone today. In Isaiah 43:3, God said, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, and your Savior. The Bible tells us that every valley is going to be exalted. Regardless of what you face today, God is going to bring you out. You're yet going to go to another mountain. 1 Chronicles 28 and 20 says, be strong and be of good courage. When you feel your weakest, when you feel like you're about to snap, when you feel so stressed out, you don't know what to do, the Bible says, be strong and take courage. Do not be dismayed. Do not be filled with fear. For the Lord, your God, even my God, he is with you. Call on the strength of God when you can't go any further. Call for the Lord to help you. It goes on to say, he will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all of the work for his service. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Now, I know we can get so involved in the different circumstances we find ourselves in life that we put God somewhere toward the end of the priority scale, but we need to move him back up to the top where he really belongs in our life. That could be some of the reasons why we're having difficulties, some of the reasons why our prayers are not being answered, some of the reasons why we're hurting and we're wounded today. God wants to let you know he wants to help you and that it's not finished yet. In fact, when situations seem their worst, God steps in to alter the outcome. That's why the scripture says in Ecclesiastes 7 and 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. You know, when we look at the book of Ruth, it talks about a woman named Ruth and her mother-in-law named Naomi. Naomi was a Jewish lady who had a husband and two sons, and they moved during the time of famine to the country of Moab. This is something that was generally not done, because even during the time of famine, the Jews would stay in their own country and pray that God would bring a change and wait for that change. But her husband led the family into another country, an unbelieving country who did not believe in God, the Jehovah of Israel. Ruth 1 and 3 says that the husband of Naomi died, and she was left with her two sons. And then her sons took Moabite wives, contrary to God's commandment and his word. And they lived there for about 5 years, and after that, both of her sons died. So the woman was left without her sons or her husband. That was something very significant in that time, because really it was really the men of the family that helped to support the family and to support women, especially as they got older. So as a result of that, she decided to go back home. She was leaving, telling her daughter-in-laws goodbye. One decided to stay with her, named Ruth. Ruth said, because of the life that you've shown me, mother-in-law, I want to go back with you. Naomi returned back to her land in shame, embarrassment, and wounded and bitter because of what had happened to her. It's interesting how life is. When you think you're doing the right thing, sometimes you find out it was not the right thing. What do you do then? Well, you have to pick up the pieces and you've got to start again. And you've got to know this, that God is still with you. God wants to help you. It's not over yet.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Starting this Sunday, Pastor Steve will lead us through a powerful new series from the book of Revelation. It's a message for the moment, and it starts this Sunday. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. I'm beginning a new teaching series Sunday, May the 4th, titled Revelation, The Unveiling. I'm diving deep into one of the most mysterious, powerful, and talked about books in the entire Bible. The book of Revelation, wars and rumors of wars, plagues, judgments, the rise of the Antichrist, the return of Christ. What does it all mean? Are we living in the last days? Join me every Sunday as we walk through the book of Revelation, verse by verse, unpacking prophecy, revealing truth, discovering what God has told us about the end of the age. If you've ever wondered about what's coming next, God is speaking through His Word. Come and hear what He is saying. Bring your family and bring your Bible. Revelation, the unveiling.
It all begins May 4th. Revelation, the unveiling. A journey into truth, hope, and what lies ahead. Don't miss these powerful Sunday services. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
When you think you're doing the right thing, sometimes you find out it was not the right thing. What do you do then? Well, you have to pick up the pieces and you've got to start again. And you've got to know this, that God is still with you. God wants to help you. It's not over yet. In fact, when Naomi returned to the path that she had strayed from, she found out that God still had a plan for her family. Because her daughter-in-law, Ruth, ended up marrying a near kinsman named Boaz. And from their union, a baby was born. And that baby's name was Obed, the father of Jesse. In fact, let me read that to you in Scripture, Ruth chapter 4 and 14. Because some of the women who had taunted her initially, felt sorry for her initially, began to say these wonderful things. The woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer. And may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has given birth." Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. And the women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." And they named him Obed. And he was the father of Jesse, the father of David. You see, God always has a plan. Regardless of how it looks in your life today, I want to let you know God has a plan. And God wants to help you. He can change that situation. So don't give up. It's not over yet. The Bible says that the steps of a righteous, they are ordered of the Lord. That word ordered in the Hebrew means prepared, fixed, and established. You see, it doesn't matter what you may be going through today, God has a plan for your life. And if you will simply submit to His will, you'll submit to His word, and you open your heart and follow Him, God can alter anything that's happening in your life and help His plan to come forward. One of the most important things to remember in life is that your life is governed by seasons. What may happen at one point in your life will not happen in another point. And what you try to get started in your life at one point can't happen until later on. Why? Because for everything, there is a season. There's an appointed time for every area of your life. The Bible says God makes everything beautiful in His time. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God's going to make it beautiful if you just keep on trusting Him, if you just keep on believing Him. Now I want to talk to you about an unseen enemy that we all have. And his name is Satan. And he really does exist. And this is important for you to know. Because it is Satan and all of his hosts that is doing everything in his power to stop you from fulfilling God's destiny for your life. You know, when we look at the life of Job, it's a very interesting life, and I think it fits well with what we're talking about today. Because it's important for you to know, regardless of what you've gone through and what you're going through, what you're suffering through, what your wounds are in life, it's not over yet. God really does have a plan. Even when the devil steps in, and many times he does, Many times we find ourselves fighting against people when we really should be fighting against the devil. We think that our husband is the devil. We say our wife is the devil. Of course, you don't say it to their face, I hope. You just think these things. Know that you're smiling at your spouse, and they really don't believe that I'm saying that about you anyway, so just keep it to yourself. But the truth is, it's not them. It's a force behind them trying to influence them to say unkind words, to be short with you, not to show the affection that you need in life. Yes, there is an invisible force in our world. An evil force, and that force is the devil. Now, in the life of Job, and I want you to all turn to Job chapter 1 and verse 1, because we're going to learn about a man who was greatly blessed of God until something significant happened to him in life. And this can be written for all of our lives. Like I said, life is a journey filled with mountains and valleys. If you think you're going to live on the mountain all of your life, think again. Because just as sure as you climb to the top, you've got to go down to the next valley to get a little further in life. And Job had some unexpected things that happened to him, even though he was a man who started out to be so blessed. So let's begin to read. I'm going to ask Regina to help me this morning, and I'm going to stop her along the way, and we're going to talk about Job very briefly, because the way things begin is often not the way they end with God. So let's begin with verse 1 and 1. Would you read that for us, please?
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
Keep reading.
And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East.
Okay, thank you. You know, when you read that first verse, don't get confused with the land of Uz. Don't think it was the land of Oz. That's important for you to know. We're not talking about the wizard this morning. Uz was actually located in the northern part of the Arabia Deserta, they call it. It was very near to the river Euphrates, and this is where Job lived. The Bible tells us that he was a man who was blameless before God. He was a man who walked in complete integrity. He feared God, and he stayed away from all evil. And God had blessed him with 7 sons and 3 daughters. This was a blessing, especially during that time, to have so many children. And he was, in fact, the richest man in that territory or area. Now, I need to tell you that when everything is going right in your life, that's the time to be aware that something negative is just around the corner that can occur. Because there is an unseen world that exists. It exists with us and tries to influence our everyday lives.
This concludes part 1 of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part 2.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called, It's Not Over Yet. This is part 1. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.